Thank you for listening to the CPA Trendlines podcast, a production of CPATrendlines.com, now available on iTunes.
Hello, everybody. Matt Solomon here, CEO of the Center for Enlightened Business, and I am deeply honored today to be with the one and only Sean Parrick, Chairman of Integrity. Sean, thank you so much for being here. I am very excited to dig into a couple topics with you today.
Well, pleasure is all mine. Thank you for inviting me, and really happy to connect with you and partner with you always.
Thank you. Thank you. So I want to dive into a couple issues today. I want to talk about what the issues and challenges that you're seeing in the space, especially as it relates to one of the areas of expertise that you really sit in, that Integrity sits in, is outsourcing, offshoring, doing work like that. So please tell me, Sean, in all your years of experience, what are you seeing are the main issues and challenges in the accounting space?
Well, so this might sound like a little cliched answer, but staffing has been the number one challenge, and a traditionally number one challenge. All accounting surveys, whether it's BCPS or other accounting surveys done by General of Accountancy or Accounting Today, have staffing sit right at the top, and we kind of help in some way with that issue. But if you ask me in today's context, one of the fundamental challenges which every firm is facing today is lack of clarity. We are in times which are unprecedented, although we are on the road to recovery. But this is an election year. We are expecting an election. If there is a government change, there would be a huge taxation change which might happen, which people anticipate. So apart from that, we are in a year of pandemic, and the impact of this is going to roll over in 2021. So this is going to be a very, very different 2 years for accountants and accounting firms. So the real challenge which firms are facing is lack of clarity, and lack of clarity on every front, whether it is customer acquisition, whether it's planning for staffing, whether it is training the team members, because they don't know. I mean, they're updating or kind of changing legislations every other week. So one of the fundamental issues today, and because we work with, 550 accounting firms today, and in March, what really happened was we were really panicked, because we have a team of 850, 900 people. And, this uncertainty that whether work is going to continue or not. Well, work never stopped. Accountant never stopped working. So, which is a good thing. But what happened is the challenges remained. The new learning, the new understanding of the legislation, the new requirement of your clients now. So this lack of clarity is perhaps in today's context is one of the fundamental challenges which probably all sizes of accounting firms, I will not say most large accounting firms, but small to mid-sized accounting firms are facing today. And of course, that provides one, every challenge is somewhere an opportunity. So yeah.
Yeah. And I want to dig in quick, and then I want to understand what you're seeing as the outlook. But there's, from what I understand, from what I've heard over the years, there's a lot of stigmas and I think even misconceptions around outsourcing, offshoring work. Can you speak to that for a minute? Just, what are you seeing? What of that is true? And also, what's not true when people think
about
it?
Let me thank you for asking this question. People often don't speak, and we would always want to speak if, it's a reality. People have a mindset around offshore hiring or offshore staffing. And if it is, we should always speak. So people typically don't speak because there is some kind of a stigma or kind of perception around it. A perception is, I'll give you three top reasons of perception. First is data security and confidentiality, paramount importance. There has been not a single call of a prospective client that we have made where this question has not come up. So that's number one. Second thing is, basically, what would my client think if they come to know, or if I tell them? And the third one is, what would my employee think? So these are the three stigma, or I can say there are, these are the three perception around offshore hiring, which really sometimes the firm, you know, thinks that, you know, we should not be going forward with offshore hiring because of this three mindset. Now, if you ask me, how is this changing, especially after pandemic? We recently did a podcast, and the podcast title was, Is Stigma Around Offshore Staffing Changing? Honestly, it's great. It is, because, you know, suddenly what has happened is the whole world has gone remote. We used to educate accounting firm. You used to educate accounting firm that remote working is a flexibility that you should opt in. So we don't need to educate. And now, you know, if somebody's working remotely, either from New York or New Delhi, Mumbai or Miami, at the end of the day, they are remote. If they have the right skill set, you know, right knowledge, they can speak the same language. You know, it's at the end of the day, your team member. So I think the stigma is changing. Clients are becoming more open. Firms are becoming more open. Employees are more, you know, adaptive now. I mean, when I say internal team members, they understand that the world is moving in certain direction. And if the firm doesn't move in that order, sooner or later, it is going to make impact. And one of the reasons, you know, we have faced a lot of resistance. Sometimes owners and partners are really, you know, excited to try out this because they, you know, it's building capacity and getting more work and, you know, taking workload off your core team's plate. But the team that we are working with, sometimes we face resistance from them. So that's one of the challenge with offshoring too. Can I tell you a funny incident?
Sure.
You are based out of New Jersey?
New York.
New York, okay. So we had a client in New Jersey, not Jersey, and an old accounting firm. And he started working with us. It was a very, very rough 3-4 months journey. It did not onboard it well. One of the reasons was that person's manager. And that manager was not really open to kind of, you know, adapt to offshore. And whether we speak or not, there was a certain level of job insecurity. Mm-hmm. So it was a very turbulent, you know, onboarding, and it did not went well, honestly. Owner told me that we'll have to drop this. And he did not, you know, had complaints. He told that, you know, if my manager is not able to do this, I cannot do this. My manager has to handle this. Fast forward 3 years. I discover that manager has started her own practice, and she has 3 remote offshore staff with us.
With you.
Yes, with integrity. And she only told me this story that I did not remember even. She only told the story. And I, you know, I made a point. I went to that old client of ours who could not work, and he has sold his practice. It did not happen because of offshore staffing. He was getting older and he wanted to retire. But yeah, this was a very funny anecdote, you know.
That's crazy. And I love that you shared that story, and I love what you shared before, because in my mind, you know, obviously if the work can get done well, it makes a lot of sense to do it, because what we see as accountants want to step into more high value work, they can free themselves up significantly to do the work that's got the higher return, that's more profitable, and also just free themselves up of time. So I love that. But what I'm really loving from this, Sean, is I think whenever there's a new, and I know offshoring is not a brand new concept, but whenever there's a new concept out there, especially in the accounting space, there takes a lot of time or a major event to get people to adopt that technology or the resources. So I love to hear that the solution's been there for quite a long time, and that unfortunately, because of the global pandemic and all the uncertainty that's going on, people are realizing that this solution that's been sitting there forever is now available to them that they can tap into. And it's almost like, you know, you're waiting there and ahead of the curve. And now the accounting space is getting a lot more comfortable with doing these things. And the upside of it is remarkable. So, so I love to hear that. So tell me, Sean, what do you see as the opportunity going forward? There's a lot going on now. There's a lot of, the accounting space is adopting these new resources better. What do you see going forward?
Well, just to give you numbers, we closed about 80 new accounting firms between June and August. So 80 new clients we closed. So I was anticipating that, you know, this is going to be a tough year. But in fact, our business is on the right side of the post-corona world that we are, you know, envisioning. So if you ask me, what is the opportunity for us? Probably, you know, as I said, we are probably, you know, there in the post-corona world where accounting firms are moving, migrating. We were always telling them, and now they are realizing, they are compelled. But if you ask me what opportunities accounting firms themselves have. So, well, offshoring is, we just don't tell it as a cost-saving measure. For us, it is very important. An accounting firm who does not want to, you know, well, I have met accountants, I've met owners and partners who really don't care about, growing year on year. For them, it is quality of the growth which is important. When I say quality, it comes at a balance of work life. It comes at work less, make more. Mm-hmm. And they're looking for profitable growth. And I think where, you know, your business and our business kind of marries or we are kind of there to cater one similar objective is help small and mid-sized accounting firm. That's our sweet spot, is basically have that balance, not just do compliance work all the time and not also get rid of the compliance work. Do the work and let that compliance work or let that client accounting services, CAS, be the gateway of advisory services that you want to give. So that's how I think opportunity for accounting firms when they combine offshore staffing and advisory services is looking like, because I think businesses are taking different shapes now. So they are going to be a lot more dependent on accountant and CPAs than they were before. Because entrepreneurs need more guidance, need more advice, need more certitude about their business, their cash flow. So although we are on the tail end of this unfortunate situation, but accountants are going to have a very busy time and a very profitable time going forward.
Yeah. I think that's one thing that I hear in everybody that I'm speaking to, all the thought leaders in the space, all the service providers and product providers. This is a massive opportunity for the accounting firm. And I think some firms are going to kind of sit back and wait for things to kind of even out and get normal again. But for some firms, for the most profitable firms of the future, they're taking advantage of the right tools, resources, technologies, and moving forward and using the disruption to embrace a change as opposed to try to find out how to just even everything out and go back to normal. This is an amazing time for a lot of firms out there. So Sean, so in addition to us having some mutual clients, we also have a mutual event coming up. And so you and the Integrity team have graciously partnered with us to sponsor the event. Here's my question for you. I know that you get a lot of people coming to you looking for partnerships, looking for sponsorships. Why the Enlightened Business Symposium? What is this about, the work that we've done or what you've seen that would made you want to be a part of this?
Well, first of all, I'm partnering with you because of Matt Solomon. So definitely because of that. But more than that, it is basically, as I said, our objective. We have a common objective to help accounting firms. And I see a lot of things when you shared with me your outline, which was not completely prepared. It is now prepared. But when you shared with me, you want accountants to, you know, work less, make more. You want them to have, at the end of the day, we all have 40 hours a week. So how best you can use that 40 hours a week, you know, to make more money and have better life. So I thought, we are also doing some of the success, case studies of successful accounting firms and what their processes and habits are in what they are and how they have executed their model. So this kind of appealed me, you know, that this is what, right now there's a lot of content out there on remote working, and then there are a lot of tax updates and PPP updates out there. You know, the center of it is how you are going to shape your accounting firms in the future. And that's what probably we are at the heart, what we are trying to do. So there are a lot of updates and, you know, things which, how to do a virtual meeting, how to do a remote working. So we are going to address tech trends, definitely, but our core is to how to upgrade the accounting firms and make it ready for the new world that we have entered or we are about to enter. So that's probably something I liked, and of course, that's where we said that we would be coming in.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you for listening to the CPA Trendlines podcast, a production of CPATrendlines.com, now available on iTunes. We hope you'll rate and review us wherever you find your podcasts to help other accountants find our show more easily. For more information, you can go to CPATrendlines.com.